Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Now, our current podcast series focuses on one of radio's greatest and most special assets, our on-air talent. As we continue to say, radio was the original social medium, and its on-air personalities are the original social media influencers. Some of these radio influencers have greater reach and followers than that of other media. They have incredibly strong ties to local community, and that's based on a foundation of trust and emotional connection. As individuals who entertain, educate, and inform, radio influencers have the power to impact and affect behavior and brand consideration. And on a daily basis, they create environments that connect their audiences and businesses to help drive brand awareness and increase sales for those businesses, products, and services. In our sixth podcast of the series, we hear the conversation I had with Dee Dee McGuire, host of Dee Dee in the Morning. And that's heard on 80 stations across the country based at K104 FM in Dallas. Dee Dee and her team, which includes JJ Williamson, Jay Cruz, Keita Rose, and the newest member, Trey G, explores the day's topics such as the latest national headlines, hip-hop culture happenings, artist news, and community events. It's fun, funny, family-oriented, and informative and crazy. So, Dee Dee, you have had quite a career and continue to have quite a career. Give us a thumbnail of how this all started.
I guess I can tell you that it all started when I actually wanted to go to school to be a news anchor. I wanted to be a news anchor in college. And so I go to college. Financial was a bit sketchy. So I had to go back home to Killeen, Fort Hood. And when I go back to Killeen, Fort Hood, I work at a country radio station as the receptionist. And one day I go in, they're doing this silent auction during Christmas time. And the afternoon guy, I just go into like, you know, the receptions. I want to hand them, you know, the log, traffic log and everything. And he says, hey, we're having this silent auction. Why don't you get on and describe the toy for us? And somebody's going to bid on this toy and we're going to donate it. I said, okay. So I get on the air with him again. I'm just like, I'm 19 years old. I'm a receptionist. And I get on, I describe the toy. The owner of the country radio station hears this, the owner's wife, and tells him, you have somebody sitting there at your station that's answering the phones that needs to be on the air. She said, I heard her. Her voice was great, her personality, and you need to train her. And wow. So he comes in and he says, my wife says, you're great and I need to train. I love it. The women, right? Look how we, my wife says, I need to train you. And he did. And so I would train at the country radio station during my lunch break. And on the weekends, I'd go up and hang out in the production room. And that's how it all started. And I gave my tape to somebody, never done radio before, right there in Killeen, Fort Hood. And he hired me and he goes, you have no experience, but I like your sound and we're going to give you a shot. And that was it. It all took off from there.
What a great story.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay. So you were with Doug Banks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and now it's your show.
Yeah. I worked with Doug. You know, I've been very, very blessed. I mean, very blessed, because when I first got started in radio, I started in Killeen, Fort Hood. I left there, went to San Antonio, and then I ended up in Dallas. And I ended up in, you know, I mean, I've gone, we're radio people, right? I'm radio. I've done Chicago market, did Philadelphia before I signed to Doug Banks. And when I got with Doug Banks, I was his co-host and we worked at ABC Radio Network, and ABC syndicated Tom Joyner and Doug Banks, and they were right across the hall from each other. So every morning, people didn't realize this, I studied them both, but I really watched Tom Joyner. I watched that man go in and out. Like, we would walk in together in the morning and I'd ask him questions. He would tell me what kind of books I should be reading and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So it was just, it was great training and it was wonderful. And that's what brought me here today to have my own show. I got a chance to watch two of the greatest, I think, in urban radio. And the training was I'm blessed. That's all I can say.
So you had some amazing mentors.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
So how would you describe your show and how is it different from other on-air personalities?
I could describe our show as fun, number one, fun, funny, a family, informative, entertaining, crazy. And I think the difference between what our show and what I'm doing today and compared to everybody else, it just goes down what we just mentioned, my training. I think the difference is I got a chance to really learn from real radio guys, right? I'm not a comedian doing radio. I'm not an influencer doing radio. I'm a radio chick doing radio who learned from other radio guys. You know what I mean? Like, so sure. It is, and there is a way to entertain on the radio, right? And so I think that that's the difference between my show is my approach. You know, when I worked with Doug, one of the things that he used to always say to me was he liked to keep a light room, right? And my reason for that too, and I get it, is that when you have a light room where it's not where, when I'm saying light, the feel, the vibe, the energy. And the reason why I say that is, you know, when you have a room like that, that's not tight and tense and everybody's worried about you making the right move and the right mistake. The magic comes when you allow the mistakes. The magic comes when you allow the freedom and the safety of just trying something new and trying something and no one's getting mad. So that's what I say by wanting to keep a light room where the whole room knows that everybody contributes. It's not a dictatorship. We are a full team. And that's what where the magic is. And everybody knows that, you know, if they make a mistake, you know what I always say to them? We'll keep it moving. That's life. That's human. I want our show to still be entertaining and professional, but also real. And real life is flawed. And we are not perfect. And that's why the show works for me. Because I, when we make mistakes on the air, we'll highlight it and make fun of it. Oh, did we just make a mistake? You sure did.
And how do you prep for your show?
Every day, every moment, 24 hours a day. And a lot of times, most of us don't realize this, but we do it all the time. I can go to my mother's house for Thanksgiving and guess what I'm doing? I'm recording them when they don't know it.
I'm taking notes.
I can go to the back. I can go see LeBron James, my favorite player. And you know what I'm doing? I'm looking around, I'm taking notes. When LeBron did this, when this, and I got to talk about this. Let me talk about the opponent. Let me talk about, hey, that guy playing over there, his shorts are shorter than everybody else's. You know what I mean? Like, why is he wearing Daisy Dukes and everything? You know, like it's every day when we're picking up our phones. Thank God. That's the one great thing about technology. You know, back in the day, you know, you would hear stories of people going, I had to get this magazine, the newspaper, and I come in with all this.
Right.
All we have is our phone and who you follow. You better make sure you're following the right bloggers or entertainment sites. But luckily, it's right there. So to me, I always say it's 24/7. It doesn't end.
So really, you're an incredible observer of your surroundings.
We have to be, all of us on our show, everybody on my show, we do that. And we have to be because we are a reflection of who we're talking to. And if we want to stay as relatable to them, that's, you know, I've got to take notes and they may have seen it or maybe they didn't and I can highlight it for them. And, you know, and so that it's the thing of, let's just stay as relevant and as real and connected to our listeners as we can and highlight the things that happen to them the same way they happen to us.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your team that works with you.
I love my team. I got a great team, man. And it came about organically, but that's what's so great. First, there is a comedian, JJ Williamson. Mm-hmm. JJ is a national comedian. He travels with Cedric the Entertainer and Mike Epps. And, you know, he is on the stage constantly. As a matter of fact, this weekend, he's in Washington, D.C. Last week, he was in Milwaukee. Like every weekend, this man is on stage and killing it too. It's amazing. So we have the national comedian, JJ Williamson. I have our local TV star here is Jay Cruz. Jay Cruz is my right-hand man. He's handling everything. He's a true professional from Pittsburgh, was on Whammo in Pittsburgh for years. Mm-hmm. And now is doing both TV and radio. And then I have TikTok star, social media TikTok star, Keita Rose. We found her on social media, an influencer. She has 3 million followers on TikTok. And we saw her. And you know why we picked Keita? Because, you know, one of the things about influencers we're finding is that you will see a lot of influence and they'll show you what they have on or what they're, but it's very rare that we get a chance to hear their personality and right. get their opinion. Mm-hmm. Keita became a big TikTok star and social media star based on her opinion. Well, what is radio about? Our opinions. And so when she came in, it was an unbelievable fit. It was magic. And there's the show. And then we have a new guy that we weren't even expecting to add to the show, but he's so good and he so loves radio and he has great timing, great storytelling. He just hit the, was he 29 or 30? His name is Trey G. He's like our little brother who joins us on the show as well. So he's been incorporated to just kind of hang out, do other things. And so there's the complete Dee Dee in the Morning Show.
Wow. It sounds like an amazing group of individuals.
It is. It is. I'm blessed. I'm so thankful. I'm so happy. It's everything I've dreamed of. It really is.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, you talk about social media and you have a TikTok influencer with you. How has that changed what you do for a living, social media in general?
Well, there are times when I have to come into the radio station with makeup now in the morning, and I never did. You know, nowadays you got to be camera ready all the time. Remember before it used to be you were camera ready when the camera came in or you went to go, you know, plug your show on the local TV station. Now TV is in our hands, so you got to always stay almost camera ready. That's one thing. But one of the things about it is it made me show a little more of my life than I probably would have done before, meaning physically showing it, right? Visually seeing it. Right. That was what we never had to do before. Mm-hmm. And now I think a lot more radio personalities are having to do that, having to show more of their opinions or their angles on things. So it definitely has changed. And I think it has changed for the good. I really do. I think it's helping us get to know our audience better and our audience know us better more than anything. Yeah.
Do you think it's changed the way you communicate on your show? And I mean that because, you know, when you originally started, you were connecting with your audience through people listening either in the car or on an actual radio. And now there's so many devices and means that people can connect with you. And do you think about that when you're on the air?
Not at all.
You don't.
I'm not thinking of anything. I mean, sure. I mean, we'll make reference to, you could go see it on our Instagram page or, hey, so-and-so will take somebody. So-and-so on my Instagram says, you know, we utilize it and incorporate it into the show or integrate it. But, you know, for me, I still do what I do. And I think the best thing about radio is connecting one-on-one. And I think that we connect one-on-one, whether it's through social media or radio, but we're just connecting one-on-one. So it hasn't changed. We just use it. We definitely use it a little bit differently, but no, not the same. Oops. My camera's moving.
So connections, relationships, trust, credibility, these are all words that can describe you and your team. Can you share a story that specifically talks about the special relationship you have with your audience?
Wow. A story that would describe our relationship. I mean,
you know, a connection or
our connection
that you made with a listener.
A connection I made with a listener. I don't know. I feel like I make a connection all the time. Actually, that's my goal. And, you know, I always know that there is a connection. If I go out and I tell a story about my husband, and as soon as I'm out, if I'm with one guy, they'll go, "Is that your husband?" And I'm like, "No, that's not my husband." You know, it'd be like, "That was my producer." That's why Gary, our producer at the time, right? The people would say, "Is that your husband?" Right? And my husband's name is Baby Black. And they would see me with our producer, White Gary was his name. And they would go, "Is that him?" And I'm like, "No." You know, but they showed that they were waiting on me to see him. They were always connecting. So I that's why I say that I don't know if there's anything that necessarily sticks out or a connection. I really don't know. I can't think of anything other than, you know, they hang on a lot of our words. And when they see me out, they're like, "Oh, there he is," or "There you are. I heard you when you said," you know, and they'll repeat a story that you can't remember.
Well, so it also, just as an influencer, which you are, obviously when you're out in your own town, you are a major celebrity.
I guess, you know what, I'll tell you this. I don't know if I'm a celebrity, but I will tell you what they do know. And I said I was going to do a contest out of this, but it doesn't matter. You know what's so funny about doing radio? I never thought I had an interesting voice. I never thought I had a nice voice. I never thought anything other than it was just my voice, right? So I can go out to eat or I'm somewhere and somebody go, "Wait a minute, I know that voice, Dee Dee." You know what I mean? Like, so I said, I'm going to do a contest where if you find me, if you happen to be out at a restaurant and you hear me talk, I'm going to buy your dinner or lunch or whatever, because Because you get what I'm saying? Because if the voice sure. is that recognizable, why not have fun with it? If you hear me at a restaurant, I got your meal.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love that. Obviously, we do what we do because of products and services that support us and you specifically, and you provide a very important audience to an advertiser. If you had a moment to sit down face to face with an advertiser, what would you say to them about why they should include radio in their marketing plans?
I would say they have to. And why I think they should include radio is because it's instant. It's more instantaneous than most. There's a major connection between radio and the listener. And I think we've known that for years. And I think that they're all starting to see, even outside of TV, even outside of social media almost, there is something about that connection one-on-one between a listener and radio. And it's a strong connection. And they're definitely hearing the message without necessarily the over distractions of somebody. You know, if you're looking down at your phone and you're trying to read something and somebody, what are you doing? Huh? And they interrupt you. Right? You've interrupted my whole thought process flow and everything else. But for some reason, it gets through on that radio. And I just always tell people that right now, radio is surviving. It is thriving. I think, listen, you would do yourself a disservice if you weren't getting on radio to advertise. I'm telling you. And the way we communicate, it's just, you know what I mean? As you're looking at the things and everything that's changing, the one thing that has stayed the same and that is stable is this dang radio and the connection to our listeners. And I love it. So advertisers need to recognize that as we're going up and down and all of these new different platforms are popping up and moving around. Think about it. At one minute, this one was hot, this platform, and then this one wasn't. But what has been consistent and stable? I can't do the radio. There it is. I don't have a voice anymore. I have swollen vocal cords.
Oh,
I do.
Well, can you share an example of how you've worked with an advertiser?
I can tell you. Okay, for instance, Olay. Uh-huh. Olay is an advertiser with us. And now I will say this is the beauty also of advertising with radio. Generally, when you're advertising with radio and you're advertising with certain personalities or stations, the station has social media. The personality has social media. Advertisers are getting all of that. You're getting radio. You're getting online presence. That's why this works and it matters for advertisers to stay with radio, because we also have the platforms that you need. The same things that you're looking and you're paying separate, we've got it. And I think Olay was another one of those that, you know, they gave me a product and my husband and I, first of all, we love it and we use it and we're making great video content out of that and, you know, having fun with it. So I think that's the beauty that, you know, that I think advertisers would like. And that's one of those that we've created. And I've done that many times with like Omaha Steaks. Uh-huh. We, you know, during the holidays and certainly during 4th of July, Omaha Steaks was a client on the station. And so I was like, they sent some to us. And so I told the husband, let's make them. And I videoed this. They loved it. They loved that we videoed just because, and we sent it to them and there you go. So it works.
So it's that connection that you can bring to an advertiser. You actually bring their products to life.
Right. We're bringing it to life on the radio. We're describing it on the radio. Uh-huh. But we bring it to life in our own lives and online, mm-hmm. you know, and really use it. And people can actually see us use the products.
Right.
That's great. You get a double dose, man.
Do you actually make sales calls ever?
I don't make sales calls. Now, what I will do certainly for sales with Compass Media and anybody else who needs it, uh-huh. like Compass will say to me, you know, DD Tide, we're getting ready to go pitch Tide. You know, do you use Tide? And I say, yes, I use Tide. And guess what? I'll do a video at home because I've learned how to use my green screen and everything. So I'll just do a video and go, hey, I heard that my sales team is coming to talk to you, Tide. Well, let me show you. And I'll show them around the house. Here's Tide. Tide worked on this. And, you know, nowadays, again, we don't have to go on the sales call with them. We can send them a video or a pitch for their product to show how we're using it. It really, right. really works. It really works.
You really personalize it.
Yeah. And I've been doing that a lot. I did a lot of that for Compass Media, you know, for our national buys and things. I would just do videos or a quick get on. Hi, thank you so much. You know, just thanking an advertiser for their business goes a long way as well.
Oh, that's great.
So I do those videos. Hi, thanks. I do those.
Well, Dee Dee, you've certainly seen radio change since you were the receptionist in Killeen. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the future of radio and audio?
I think the future of radio and audio still has to be as innovative. We have to try our best and whatever that looks like. And we have to incorporate the new changing platforms that are coming about from TikTok to, you know, Instagram on. We've got to always integrate and use that when it comes to our promotions and sales and we just got it and our sound. And we just got to start incorporating that. And honestly, truthfully, I'm going to be honest. I think that radio is going to have to start. We're going to have to start paying a little bit more. I mean, as much as folks say, well, we don't have the advertisers. We don't know you do. You're going to have to find some way because we got to stay competitive in the marketplace in terms of where, you know, the Gen Z and millennials are no longer into, I'm going to work 1800 hours a day for peanuts. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're working, we're putting in the work, pay us our worth. They know their worth. And I think that radio had gotten into this thing where we were, you know, consolidating and downsizing and trying to squeeze as much as we could out of people that a lot of people have abandoned us. They don't even want to get in this business anymore because we squeeze so much out of individuals and taken away benefits and money, you know, that no one wants to get in it anymore. You know, nobody has the same passion for it anymore. And the thing that we've got to recognize is that if we wanted to stick around, because again, so many other platforms, so many other ways to get your message out. If we want to stay around, we better start making some changes, start making it look more attractive to those that are coming up behind us. We're going to have to make some changes. Mm-hmm. We really are. Yeah.
We have a campaign at the RAB, an umbrella, if you will, where we talk about the benefits of radio and we say that radio works. So if you could complete that sentence, radio works because?
I mean, I don't want to say radio works because it's good, it's viable, it's excellent, it's entertaining, it's a part of our life, it's been a part of our life, it's going to stay a part of our life. You hear what, radio's good because, God, it is good. It's good because it's what I've been doing all my life and it has to stay good.
To keep it good.
Because, and it is though, it really, really is. And it's still, I'm telling you, when I saw that the story about what was going on with TV, but how radio stayed consistent, again, it's just showing you, you know, when we're in the cars with you every day, when you're going to work and coming home, that's why it's still good because the audience still wants it. The listeners still need it. That's why it's still good. That's why it works.
You know, with community being so important to radio and listeners, when you're heard on multiple stations in multiple markets, how does that change the communication to create those communities?
For me, it doesn't really necessarily change. You know, again, my goal always is to make sure that when we're on the air, that it is entertaining and informative, but also entertaining and informative for everyone. Now I can skew it to a certain demographic, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to exclude when I'm talking as well, right? Yeah. I'm going to still stay as inclusive as possible, even though I'm talking to a certain community or a certain demographic, but I'm not excluding though either. So I think that's why it works. And that's why we're able to work in 80 cities.
It's fantastic. And my last question to you is, radio matters because?
Radio matters. It's because of its communication. It's communication with, it's human interaction almost to a certain extent, right? And whether people, this is what I had to tell somebody one time about what I do. And I get off the air, somebody said, well, sometimes you don't want to come out and hang out. And I said, no, because energy wise, I've laid it out on the table almost for 5-6 hours in the morning. We're on from 4 a.m. I have to be in the station at 4:15 until 10 a.m. Now, just because the audience doesn't, you know, it doesn't converse, but we're not going back and forth, right? We're not having a conversation. It still doesn't negate the fact that I've used energy and expended a lot of energy for a couple of hours. And when Absolutely. You do that, that's a lot, but I'm giving a lot. I'm giving a lot to another person, whether they're giving, feeding me back or not, I'm giving it. But that person is consuming what I'm saying, which means that that energy is going back and forth to me. And that's why I think radio will always matter, is because that one-on-one, when you're in the car and it's just you and you're listening to the radio, there's one-on-one interaction between me and that listener. Mm-hmm. That's why it matters, because guess what? No one is ever alone. When you turn on the radio, you're not alone. And after the pandemic, I think what I learned and noticed was, you know, we knew we were going to come up out of this mentally, just a lot of people unhinged or lonely or depression. You know, after the pandemic and after the contentious, political season we were in at the same time, and the racial upheaval that we were having in this country, when we got back into the studio, I told everybody, our main thing on this radio show right now is to spew positivity. Mm-hmm. Let's spew positivity and inclusion and just be happy. Let's make sure that when people are turning the radio on in the morning and they're listening to us, that we put them in a good mood, because right. We had a lot of depressed folks and it was a lot of negativity. Let's be that positivity in the morning. So for me, I just think this is what it's about. And that's why it's going to always matter. And people need us, and they need us because a lot of people are alone, but we're their company. We're there for them.
Well, it's quite a responsibility, but I can't think of anyone better to assume that responsibility.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Radio is instantaneous. It's a one-on-one connection with that listener. As Dee Dee shares, radio is consistent and stable, and social media just helps to expand that relationship. With social media, you have to always be camera ready. It's made her share maybe a little bit more of her life than she used to, but it's helping her know her audience better. And in turn, her audience knows her better.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.